Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue today to talk about the beautiful proclamation of the early church that Jesus Christ is Lord. I've been talking about it now for a week and a half. I can't stop talking about it. It's so inspiring. And not that I'm so inspiring, but the reality of it is so inspiring. There's so much to draw from it that in some ways, friends, the whole heart of Christianity is revealed in those three words, Jesus Christ, Lord. It's why the church proclaimed it. Even in the early church, there was the, how many of you have seen the picture of the fish, you know? The fish is called the ichthus, the symbol of the fish that part of the life of the early church, and it really, I think, literally means Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. It's declaring the reality of the person of Jesus, that he's the Savior of all, that he's the Savior of the world. And so as the church talks continually these days about a new evangelization and that the church exists for mission, you know, the recent popes have blessed us abundantly with tremendous teaching, including this kind of material here, this the truth about Jesus Christ being Lord, but calling us to be what we're meant to be, that the church was born into mission because it was born of mission. That is the mission of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That it's the God who made us, the God who is love and created us out of love, a love which he shared for all eternity with infinite power and 24/7 constant love that existed between the Father and the Son. It's from that love that everything that is came to be. Even the extraordinary universe that we inhabit, mind-boggling size and beauty and depth of the whole thing, it all reveals, you know, like the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. And what does that mean? It means, you know, just the sheer mystery of it, the magnitude, the power of it, the depth of it, both darkness and light, and it's as human beings, it's interesting the response that happens to us, that there's wonder and amazement and a kind of excitement about it. But at times, it also we're afraid of it, you know, because it's so mysterious and it's so big and it's so powerful. I was just thinking that, remember the stats we used to hear as kids in science classes, as the teachers tried to help us understand just how big the universe was. The speed of light, you know, they measure things by the speed of light, its size. The light travels 186,000 miles per second, I believe, in that in 1 year, at that speed, light travels 6 trillion miles. And the nearest star, one of the nearest stars is something like, I don't know, 24 trillion miles away or something like that. It's just extraordinary, the magnitude. It could be infinite. I mean, scientists are explaining to us what we're finding, but we're finding a lot, but there's a lot we still don't understand. But it does express the greatness and the power and the beauty and the imagination and the love and the extravagant creative power of God. We see something in that creation. And believe it or not, we are the crown of that creation because we're made in the image of God. We're the creatures, as far as we know in the whole universe, that can apprehend God, that can come to know God by just knowing something about God through his creation, but more importantly, by his help through revelation, and then ultimately through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can come to know him as our Father. Because as we've been talking about over the last week and a half, that Jesus Christ is Lord, what we're talking about is that Jesus the Son is the Savior. So we ask, you know, what does God want from me? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Well, Jesus first wants to save us from sin, from death, from Satan, and the alienation which we experience from God, and really the alienation we experience even from one another. I mean, it's everywhere. Now, lots of people boast in the world today, who needs a Savior? We don't need a Savior, that the God thing is a myth and all that. You've heard me talk about it many times. And I just say, you know what? It's such a joke. There's nothing more clear that's more manifest every day in human life on every news program across the globe that humanity's trapped in what the church describes as original sin. I think it was Chesterton or someone who said that this doctrine is the one that's reinforced every single day and is made manifest, you'd say, through news and the rest of it, because we see it all the time. You know, even the big, powerful, beautiful people, the influential people, how many of them have gone down, have we seen exposed in some way, slaves to their own passions and pleasures, as St. Paul said, all of us are at some level. And this is what the devil tempts us to, and because of the power of sin, we become enslaved to it. Yes, even quote-unquote good people become enslaved to sin. And that, you know, there is no such thing as, you know, I can't say that I'm good. I mean, I'm good in the fact that God made me good, and what God creates is good. But Jesus said only God is good in the truest sense, that in the core of our being, and we're being united in salvation to the good God, who wants to lead us out of this pit of darkness into the light of his beauty and majesty and his goodness and his truth. So what does Jesus want? Jesus wants to save us. Second, Jesus who comes to us as Christ. As Christ, what does he want to do for us? Well, he wants to give us a share in what belongs to him, the promise, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's the gift, the Holy Spirit, that makes us new. We're born again, right? By the power of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism. And he wants to give us a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life and to teach us to walk by the Spirit. Christianity is a new life in the Spirit. It's a life surrendered to the Spirit. It's saying yes, being docile, following that power. And Jesus wants us ultimately to have his relationship, to share in the relationship that he has with the Father. He's giving us access to the Father. And so St. Paul will talk about in a variety of places that the Spirit of God has been poured into our hearts, the love of God through the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father, that fountain of love, that never-ending flow all day, 24/7. The love of God flows from the Father through the Son to us in the Holy Spirit. And if we receive it into our hearts, we begin to experience the love of God, and the Holy Spirit awakens us to the person of God. And we're able to come to know God and have knowledge of God. And yes, Catholics who are listening and others, we can have a personal relationship with God. We do it in his church, in his body. We don't exist apart from his body, in the corporate body, which is the church. And we know him together as a body in love. But each one of us, he comes to us, because each one of us was literally made, we're persons who've been made for love. And we're lost searching for it all over the earth. And the Holy Spirit, by virtue of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and the gift of that Holy Spirit reveals to us the heart of the Father. And it's not just an external revelation, it's a revelation internally, in the depth of your heart and mine. The Spirit of God, the Scripture tells us, St. Paul tells us, speaks to our spirit that we are children of God. And our heart, instead of being sin-sick, broken, alienated, in bondage, frightened, lonely, depressed, discouraged, bitter, angry, full of unforgiveness, all those things that are in there. He comes to heal it, to heal us. And the only way we will ever be healed is to know our Father and to come back home, to come home to our Father. And this is the mission of Jesus, his gift to us, is a share in what belongs to him. And that was made possible because he died on a cross. And as the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, notes, it's by his stripes, the stripes of the Messiah of Israel, that the world can be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He endured the cross, despising its shame. We're hearing in church these days the readings from Hebrews. From the joy that was set before him. What was the joy set before him? It was heaven. It was being with the Father again. He gladly went to the cross, and out of love for you and me. And it's that blood that makes us clean. It's that blood that washes away sin. It's through that blood that the forgiveness of your sins by that Savior is possible. And it's that Savior who's filled with the Spirit, who gives us the Holy Spirit, making it possible for us to know God as our Father. The first thing the Holy Spirit reveals to us, especially in being renewed today, and for many Catholics experiencing, many of the Christians, a renewal in their life, a new, fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what that almost always means at the beginning of it is a fresh revelation that Jesus Christ is indeed the Lord. What the Holy Spirit wants to do is to reveal to every human heart that Jesus is Savior and Lord. And so we can believe it, internalize it, live it, come alive to it, walk in it, and declare it to the whole world. As St. Peter declared that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. He's the only hope, ultimately, for mankind. So we can say with great joy that knowing Jesus as Savior means opening our hearts and minds to Him. And when we do that, what that means is we're saying, Jesus, I acknowledge my sin. Lord, come and take it away. Take away my pretense. Take away the masks. Take away the lies. Take away the stuff that's there. The false self that I've created, the idols that I worship in my life. Lord, just let me be emptied of all that and give me a heart that loves. And He comes as Savior because He loves you. He loves sinners. His power is greater than our weakness. And generally, the only thing that stands in between us and salvation is human pride. It's so hard for human beings to bow the knee to God and to say that I'm not my own creator, I'm not my own maker. In fact, I've messed things up in so many ways and I'm in need of salvation. And knowing Jesus as Christ means what? Just what I've been sharing. What I've been sharing about the gift of the Holy Spirit, becoming a child of God, sharing in His power, knowing the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of God the Father, and really having the indwelling presence of God in us. That's a fundamental reality of salvation. And what does it mean to know Jesus as Lord? Right? Philippians 2, as I mentioned earlier in the week, Paul says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because God the Father has raised Him up and made Him Lord of all. He's given Him all power and authority over everything. And we have a choice. We can know Jesus as Savior, or we know Him as Judge. Because a great separation is happening, is being acknowledged, is being manifested. And the separation is, are we with God or not? Are we receiving salvation through His Son, the gift of mercy, and eternal salvation or not? Or not means being separated from God forever. There's two kingdoms warring in this world, friends. And one is leading people to heaven, to the Father, to the family of God, and the other one's leading people to hell, an eternal separation from God. What it means to live under the lordship of Jesus Christ is to follow His leadership, His authority, live under His reign, and live as He lived in the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burek's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the Church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.